Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6, brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. The Vikings are on a bye this week, but we are not. So let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Alex in Phoenix, Arizona. I think Jarius Wright should be on the field even after Percy Harvin comes back. What are your thoughts? It's hard for me not to agree with you, Alex. I want to see Jarius Wright on the field too. Now, the Vikings have different needs for their wide receivers every week, so I'm thinking this is going to be a week-to-week proposition, but I do expect Jarius Wright to be on the field more often. Our next question comes from Lisa in San Antonio. Who was an underrated star in Sunday's win over Detroit? I think it's Kyle Rudolph. We came out of the game talking about Christian Ponder and Adrian Peterson and Jarius Wright. What about Kyle Rudolph? He had 7 catches for 64 yards and a touchdown, including a 20-yard reception. That's the one that went for a touchdown. 4 of Kyle's 7 receptions went for first downs or touchdowns, and then a 5th led to a field goal. Christian Ponder found Kyle Rudolph. Kyle Rudolph reemerged in the passing game. It's no coincidence that our passing game looked so good when Kyle was back in the picture. Our next question comes from Chris in Utah. If you were to create a list of 5 things the Vikings can improve on during the bye week, what would they be? I'm not going to tell the coaches how to coach the team, but here are 5 things I want to see the Vikings do in the second half of the season. Number 1, be positive in turnover margin. Right now, we're -4. I think over the last 6 games, the Vikings can get that number into plus territory. When we win the turnover margin, we win the game. Number 2, rush Adrian Peterson 20 times or more per game. Here's a cool fact for you. When Adrian Peterson has carried the ball 20 or more times during his Vikings career, we're 27-12. Feed the beast. Number 3, lean on Cluey and Walsh. Listen, Chris Cluey and Blair Walsh are weapons for this Vikings team. You don't think of kickers and punters as weapons, but the way they're performing right now, they are weapons for us. Chris Cluey can pin a team inside the 10. Blair Walsh can salvage a scoring drive with a 50-yard field goal. He can kick touchbacks. He already has a team record. Let those guys do their job. It makes life easier for other parts of the team. Number 4, establish new trends. In the first part of the season, the Vikings did a lot of bubble screens with Percy Harvin. They ran the ball a lot with Adrian Peterson. Let's establish some new trends. How about starting the game 5 wide like the Vikings did against Detroit last week? Let's do cool stuff like that. I think it trips up the opponent. And number 5, limit penalties. The Vikings have done a pretty good job of that so far. We're 13th in penalties called against us. I want to get that number into the top 10. Again, we've done a pretty good job. Let's just make it a little bit better. Let's go to the next question. It comes from Luke in Springfield, Missouri. Do you think the Vikings pass too much in the red zone? I won't say they pass too much. Actually, the percentage is 57 pass, 43 run. That's not too off balance. I know what you're saying. We have a great runner in Adrian Peterson. Use him more in the red zone. Maybe that number could come down a little bit, but Christian Ponder has been effective throwing in the red zone, so I like the balance we have right now. Our next question comes from Brian in South Dakota, another red zone question. When the Vikings get inside the red zone, they seem to throw toward the outside instead of into the end zone. Should they be more aggressive? I'm not sure what the ratio is of passes inside the red zone that go into the end zone compared to ones that don't, but consider this. The Vikings are 12th in yards per passing attempt in the red zone. That's middle of the road, but they have a great touchdown to interception ratio. Ponder has 11 touchdowns and just 1 interception in the red zone, so I like that. But Brian's point is a good one. The Vikings are 4th in red zone scoring, just 18th in red zone touchdowns. If we want to make the playoffs, that red zone touchdown number has to go up. Our last question comes from John. Do you think Adrian Peterson can rush for 2,000 yards this season? I've been here for Adrian's entire career. I am not doubting him for a second. Absolutely, he can get there. Right now, he's on pace for 1,804 yards, just a couple hundred short. But over the last 4 games, Adrian has averaged 165 yards. If he does that the rest of the way, he'll easily get to 2,000 yards. I'm not doubting him. I think Adrian can get to 2,000. That'll do it for this week's edition of Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week in advance of the Vikings game at Soldier Field against the Chicago Bears. So send us your questions. To do that, email me at the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next week for the Pick 6.